In the past, a well-known Gemara in Lulav HaGozel, third parak of Maseches Sukkot, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Amlei Rav Yirmiyo LaRav Zerika, Mai Tam Lama Varchinon Ela Al Natin Lesnulav. We have Dalin Minim. We have so many reasons for taking the Dalin Minim. Why do we make the bracha exclusively Al Natin Lesnulav? Why not the Esrog? Why not the Hadas? Why not the Arav and the Chayru, the Tokef for the Kasha, really revolves primarily around the Esrog? After all, the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Parcha Gimel Pasuk Mem, Alakat Elchem Yom Rishon pre-Eitz Hodor, and only then got post tomorrow. So the Chayru, the Tokef for the Kasha, is Novaya from the fact that out of the Dalad Minim, which one was the Torah Magbet to list first? And list first the pre-Eitz Hodor, the Esrog, and Kayidu, the famous Medrash in the Brachos in the Vayikra Rabbah, and Parshas Laman and Oz Beis. We know that the Esrog corresponds to the Tamachot, the tzaddik, the one who possesses both the tam and the reyach, l'chayra b'antzim antzim yuso, what it is, l'chayra warrants a chashivas. We should put it at the top of the list. It also is the only one that has the concept, the lofty notion of hider mitzvah built into the very core fabric of the hagdoris mitzvah itself. It's called the pre-eitz hader b'antzim. Mamela, so many reasons to say the Yesrug that has the Tamarech and the Gashmi is take a sense. That corresponds to the Tamachokum, the Tzaddik, with the Torah, the Mitzvahs, and Taivim and the Ruchus take a sense. And Sof Kosov is listed first in the Seder HaKroah and the Lotion of the Pasuk itself, Lechaira. Why shouldn't the Bracha be on the Yesrug? Or if you want to bring in the Lulav, make it on the Lulav and the Yesrug. Why the Adipus of the Lulav? The Gemara answered, however, Gavomi Kulon. It's the highest, frankly, Marvelag, the Yesrug. That was to make and the Yesrug a little higher. I'm like, Hov, Amino, Gavomi, Kulon. And it's Minda Hainu when you have grouped together the Lulav, the Hadas, and the Arova grouped together. It has the Chashivas, and we discussed this in the past. Alamaisa, what is really that Nakuda, and why it's more Choshev. So we always approached what's the Chashivas of the Lulav. Here we are after Sukkot, and we know, so we mentioned repeatedly, even though there was a Havdalah after Sukkot, actually this year we didn't make Havdalah after Sukkot itself, we made Havdalah after Shabbos. Havanas of Hunu used to say, we never have Mavdalah after Yontif, we never leave it behind us. It's never the pshat, oh, the Yontif is over and done with, and I'm going Vaita. We have to take the Yontif with us. We have to have a Bechina of Atzeres when we're Otzer Bisocheinu, we're Kolate, the Hashpon, the Nitzotzes of the Chag, and we take it with us. So here we take out from the Yontif Sukkos, and tonight we see after the Shema, in the few minutes remaining, we'll connect it to Parshas Bereishis. We're still holding just about now, Tuesday night, holding with Parshas Bereishis. Let's now approach this Gemara from a different angle. We focused in the past on the Adifus, on why the Lulav has more of Chashivas Lumos, the Shar, the Dalad Minit. But perhaps there's a reason, Menei Obey, why we Bedavka should not be making the Bracha on the Esrog. Why don't we make the Bracha on the Esrog? So listen to Rav Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha L'Chaim and Chelek Beis in his Drashas and Drush L'Chodesh Tishrei. All right, so Chaim Falaji Gevaldik. And we know that we have different shitas. What was the nature of the fruit and the Eitz Hadas Tovaro? We have the Machlokes from Meir Rabbi Rav Chinnon twice in Shas Brochus the bottom of Mem and Aleph the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ha'idam and Aleph. How was it a Geffen? How was it a Ta'ina? How was it a Chita? Three different shitas. And the Gemara Lamaisa is not Machriya from those different shitas. We don't even know how Lamaisa do we hold. And now we did discuss Rosh Shlomo Kluger, who does write in the beginning of Ilchos Shabbos and Ischach Meshlomo and Orachayim, Hasem Reishayin Aleph, Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, why is it that we make Kiddush on Yayin? And why do we make Havdol on Yayin? Why are we always using Yayin? Hazokter Shlomo Kluger, Hasudas Mitzvah Kosher Brocha, Yayin, Yayin, Yayin. Why? Because really we're no kate, we're tofish the man, the Amr that Geffen Haya. Our mayor says that it was a Geffen. Why? Because all Klala comes to the world, Ayide Geffen. Amela, let's be Mekadesh. And the Geffen, let's be Mesaki in the Chait of Odom and Chavo. And let's Medavka make Kiddush and Abdullah. We're going to use it in Sudas Mitzvah. And in the end of the day, the Munkacha brings the same Vart in Divrei Torah, Zogdim in Chasalazar. Sefer Divrei Torah, and Madura Chamisha, and the fifth Madura in Oz Beis. He brings B'Shem, his Zokain, the Hele Gezedi, and the Shem Shlomo. And he writes, Gevaldik, he says, similar idea. And why do we not just Kiddush and Avdola, all the Sudas Mitzvahs, all the Kosher Brochas, and Yayin, 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 why this Agosh B'Yichenes revolving around Yayin? And because really we hold like Rameir that Geffen Hayo, and we want to be Mesakein, so we want to go ahead and always use wine. Hanel Lamaisa, we've mentioned the Ben Yehoyada. Rabbi Yosef Chaim writes in his Ben Yehoyada on the Sugya Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, he doesn't bring the Tikkuni Zohar Lamaisa, it's a Tikkuni Zohar, it's in the Tikkunim Chadashim as well, Daf Kuf Zayin, Daf Samach Tes in the Tikkuni Zohar. There really, we hold Eilu Veilu Divlekim Chaim, really hold all Madi Yomar correct, how could there be? Zot Tikkuni Zohar and Ben Yehoyada's Machavim Midaita Dinafshe, they were all there on one miraculous tree in the middle of Gan Eden. We had a tree that had Chito, Geffen and Taino all on the same tree. He says, and when are we masakin it? By celebrating now the Simcha Sholosh Palmim, Atocho Gliba Shona, Azok the Ben Yoyod, as we mentioned, Remez of Rishon already. I mentioned this idea, Tacho Gliba Shona, Arosh Etevis, the Tuf is the Taino, the Ches is the Chita, and the Gimel is the Geffen. Shalosh Palmim three times a year on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis, Tacho Gliba Shona, go ahead and make Kiddush and make Havdolah, and have all the Kosher Brochas and all the Sudos, and celebrate, and be Masakin the Chet of Odom Arishin, Tacho Gliba Shona, whether you hold it was a Taina, whether it was a Chita, whether it was a Geffen, or like the Ben Ishchai, I like what he writes in the Ben Yoda, like the Tikkuni, somewhere they were all there simultaneously in the tree, Slamaisa each and every other, we have to be Masakin all them, because they were all there in that tree of the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Okay? So we walk away from the Minchas Alozer and his Divrei Torah Hebeis, and Hashem is Zeta. We walk away from Rosh Shlomo Kluger and Chochma Shlomo Nocha Shabbos, and that we would dafka want to take those in Yonim, and now we want to be Mekanishit. So mainly we want to use it for Brach. But yet what? We have a sheet of the Gro. And the Gro writes in Maisarav and Os Reish Yud, the Gro says there's a minhag not to eat on Novit. Not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah, aviatam al pisod. And the reason is al pisod, and Talmidei Agro and others explain what sod is the Gro referring to. And since really we hold, like the Shita, like Rameir, and that it was Be'ikar Agefen, Amela Aha, it's Rosh Hashanah now, which is Hayom HaRasola. And this is the birthday of Adam Rishon. This is not just the birthday, this is the day that he sinned. And we don't want to be Marami, it's the Kilkul. And let's not eat grapes. Let's, Medavka, stay away from eating grapes. You don't want to be Marami's to the Kilkul of Adam Rishon, Davka on his birthday. So stay away from grapes. That's what brought Adam Rishon down. And let's not do the same thing. So it seems to be interesting, these Chilukei Deis. Should we bedavka take the dover that he was in the skalkabo and now eat it and make a broch on it? Or should we say that since he was in this skalkabo, we bedavka should stay away? Hello, let's go back to Chaim Falashi. Chaim Falashi says, we have a Zohar Chodosh in the Medrash Ne'olam on Brachos, Daf Choftes, writes the Medrash Ne'olam, a chelik of the Zohar Chodosh, and that all the Marishan was mispalel, shelo yigle sirchono. That his sirchon, his mistake, his messing up with the Achid Bnei Tzedas, says, please, Chayas, don't mention it. Don't mention it. I don't want to know about it. Which now gives us yet a better, deeper understanding of what the Gro really meant, Al Pi Sod. Part of the Sod is, we need the additional Nakuda from the Zohar Chadash, and that other Marishan sinned. I said, let's bedavka take it. Let's take the Kategor, turn it into a Sanegor. Same way we take of the Isle. Again, sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. So, what's the Chiluk? Zot. The Chayra, based on that same minyan, Rechaim Falashi comes and tells us that since Adam Rishon was mispalel shelo yigle sirchono, mela not to go in and bring it up. We shouldn't go in and bring it up, and that would help us understand the Gro. Chaim Falashi now uses it for the Yesruk. For to Chaim Falashi, in the end of the day, let's make the bracha tzes pri etz hador, and let's make the bracha on the Yesruk now. And because really, if we're going like Mandi Amar, and the Medrash Rabbah and Brachos and Parsha Tezvav, there's a Mandi Amar that Esra Kaya. And why? It says, because they ate from the eights. What's the only fruit where eight time eats a period of that you can eat from the eights? It's the Esrog. So that's the Mandi Amar's Raya, that a Bedavka was an Esrog Kaya. And not only that, let's take a look at Avstrom Nasim. Avstrom Nasim, the first parak, when it's talking about making a siyag l'tayro, talks about the siyag of abstaining from the achila eitz hadas tovara, and how the nochash ultimately seduced Chava into taking from the eitz hadas tovara. So what happened? Ma'asa ha-nochash ha-rasha, be'yosha sha'amod v'noga be'ilam b'yadav v'baraglov. He stood on the tree, the eitz hadas tovara, with his hands and legs, which he had before he got punished. V'rasiyo, and he started to shake the tree, ha-chanisha peiros of laretz. and he had the peiros of the tree fall to the ground, right? So it was from Nasim. And the Yishomer Shalom Nogabo Kalikar, no? As some say that the Nachos didn't even have to touch the tree at all. Elakev and Shiro Osa Elon, once the tree saw the Nachos coming towards it, Hayat Saveach Olav, it screamed, Yamrullah Rosh, Rosh Al Tigabi. He didn't want the Rosh of the Nachos to even touch it. See, I'm just going to let my fruits go to the ground. Shinemar Atavioni. Rego Gaiva, V'yad Risham Al Tani Deni. I don't want the Raglayim of Aval Gaiva of the Nachash to come close to me, and I don't want the hands of the Rishon to judge me Bechal. I don't want to go anywhere near the Nachash. He dropped the papers, he didn't even allow the Nachash to touch him. Writes the Chidah, and his Kisei Rachma Manos from Nosin B'Shem the Arizal. Gevaldik, what was the Pasuk that the Eitzadas Tavros screamed out? Al Tavooni Rego Gaiva. I don't want the foot of the Balgaiva, he lost his Raglayim. I don't want the feet of the Balgaiva to come anywhere close to me. All right, so Rabbeinu Harizal, Remez, Rashi Tevis, Esrog. Remez, Sha'amru, Zal, Shahaya, Esrog. Take the posuk. Regel, Al Tavooni, Regel, Gaiva, Aleph, Tof, Reish, Gimel. Esrog, Amela, I don't want it anywhere near me. And that's the Mani Yamas. He says, oh, I'm an Esrog tree. I don't want the Balgai for the Nachash to come anywhere close to me. And so what happened? We had the tree now dropping its Esrog fruit. Comes along Rechaim Veloshi in Berkas Moadech Lechaim, and he says, Gevaldik. And the end of the day, what happened? We're going about the Yamar that it was an Esrog tree. He says, you know why? We don't make the bracha. If we're going like the Mani Yomer, then it was an Esrog tree. And we shtel to the Menrish on Elam, of the Merish and Davind, I don't want you to be Megalder Sochoni. I don't want you to reveal my Sirchon, Mamela, what? We're not going to make a bracha on the Esrog. Ain't a Mavorich Elamanites, of the Merish, he wasn't allowed to make a bracha. And because you know, it was a mitzvah of Mamma Vera, you don't go ahead, you steal from the Eitzados Tavron and then make a bracha. So what are we going to do now? Of the Merish wasn't allowed to make a bracha. He stole this fruit. This was forbidden fruit. He wasn't allowed to make a bracha because like the Gemara discusses the case of Avarchit. If you steal some fruit, if you have treif, and you make a bracha, no, Avadanak, his Eitzim Avarch Elamanites, his Abishter despises such a bracha. All the Rishon who stole the fruit wasn't able to make a bracha. So we're going to go now on Sukkot, so we're going to make the bracha on Atilas Esrug, and then we're going to be violating Adam Rishon's request. Altagalar Sechoni, I wasn't able to make a bracha. You're going to now eat the Esrug. Use the Esrug, that's Gevaldik, and that'll be the Tikkun. But to make a bracha, oh, that's going to be Megal. We can make the brocha on the Mauritian. He wasn't able to make the brocha. That'll reveal to one and all this sirchon and the kilkel that he did. Dr. Chaim Voloshi Mamela, once we have the daliminim, if we have the choice, you're right, the muskorishin ought to have been. Let's make the brocha on the esrog, because of course, if it's listed first, it's the most chosh of them all. Priyat Hadar, only to save that pain that we would be causing on the Mauritian. He couldn't make the brocha, but we could go and make the brocha. We bedafka, stay away from the esrog, and that's why we're madif the lulav and the brocha is on it. Tzimus lulav, ayoshekoyach. Resuming the tefillah machshavas here tonight in the daf yomi room, Metzushim 8:15 to 9 o'clock tonight. We're holding by the brocha simtzias in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. We resume the night kolel again. Baruch Hashem, we have gemalik atayra and Maseches Avodah Zarah, plenty of sperm to use, free coffee, free use of the parking lot, the restroom, v'chulei, everything that you need. Baruch Dias and the Gashmias, 18 to 9:45, Amar before 8 o'clock, Amar afterwards, another 45. Come, be machazik, the Beis Menrish, a wonderful night, and a great rest of the week ahead. Kindness, please.